speak first by yourself. Okay. Please read once by yourself. The case 69th we studied last this Wednesday, page 434. Do you have a textbook?
Oh, Amazon, would you get that copy of the? I saw a bunch of copy. No. Would you read the case?
Inside the circle. Ma Fu curtsy. Nan Chuan said, "And let's not go on." Hui Tsung said, "What's going on in your mind?"
Well, that is a whole story. And see the notes number 2. Nanchan drew a circle on the ground and said, "If you can speak, then let's go on." Then note says, he rouses waves where there is no wind. Still, he wants people to know. He cast off a boat that sunk in this textbook, foundered, sunk anyway. The original says sunk. That sunk on the solid ground means on the solid, on the ground. Already the boat is sunk means broken, you know, wrecked. So it doesn't make sense. So if you try to search a boat in the sea, it doesn't make sense. Okay, that's what you mean. Means Nanchuan asked the other monk to say about the truth, circle about the truth. But the truth itself is something difficult to explain. But anyway, Nanchuan says something about this. That is, verbal explanation of the truth is kind of a wrecked boat which was sunk already on the solid ground. Okay, do you understand? So here says, He rouses waves where there is no wind. Still, he wants people to know. He cast off a boat. So he cast off a boat means it's complete, doesn't make sense. So you cannot use it. Okay? Without posing a test, how could he discern the truth? In other words, on the other hand, it's impossible for the truth to be expounded in a word, just like using the board, wrecked board, which was already sunk on the ground. But if you don't explain, nobody understands what the truth means. Okay? So that is the point, what I want to say today. So right understanding of the truth is here classified by 4 points here. I give you the copy. Okay? first contradictories. This is the structure of existence, the structure of existence which you can face naturally. First contradictory, second symmetry. I don't know if it is right classification, but anyway, temporarily, let me say symmetry. Number three, unsymmetry. Number four, symmetry in unsymmetry. So let's see one by one. And then I want to discuss with you. Okay? First, contradictory. If you want to know, if you want to understand the total picture, real picture of the human existence, you have to understand at least this kind of structure, okay? System, not system, structure. You have to understand deeply. Okay? First contradictory. Number A is, if we zero in on the real truth and express it with body, mouth, and mind. With body means action. Okay? With mouth means word. We try to express the truth or your life and whatever in a word. And body, with the body means with action, physical action. Okay? And mind means mental action. Okay? Verbal action, physical action, and mental action. Okay? If you zero in on the real truth, what is the real truth, and express it with the body, mouth, and mind, nothing hits the mark of the real truth. How do we know it? Okay? This is a one question, one point. And the other point is B. If the real truth is not expounded with body, mouth, and mind, it is impossible for us to understand it. How do we know it? Okay? This is completely contradictory. All right? For instance, if you really want the people understand who you are, okay, who Katagiri is, I try to explain who I am. Okay? Through my knowledge and education, I try to get something true through which I can convey who I am to you, okay, to anybody. But on the other hand, the more I try to explain in a word who I am, the more I can realize something big war. I can't get into. Do you understand? The more you can realize that there is something trouble, I cannot convey, I cannot tell you who I am in the true sense. Do you understand? This is a contradictory. But if you keep silent, how can we know? How can you understand who I am? So I have to explain anyway who I am. The truth mentioned by Buddha is the truth. No matter how long you try to explain it, it doesn't hit the mark. But on the other hand, if you keep silent, nobody knows. Jesus Christ, anyway, Buddhas, and many philosophers, anyway, try to explain what the truth is. All right? So this is completely contradictory. Logically, it's contradictory. All right? So number C, number two, symmetry. So C, let's see. C, as a conclusion, the real truth is something real that is constantly demonstrated or manifested. Okay? As a conclusion, the real truth is something real that is constantly demonstrated or manifested beyond your explanation or not explanation. All right? In other words, real card game. I try to explain, but I cannot explain real card game. But on the other hand, if I keep silent, I can no way to explain, to let you know who I am. So I have to explain. The more I explain, I cannot tell you who really I am. Okay? So finally, what is the real karagiri? Real karagiri is completely beyond explanation, my explanation, or not my explanation. Not my explanation means keep my mouth shut. You know? Just be there. Live with people. Do something is already explained. Okay? So to do something with silence is already explanation. Okay? So without explanation, we cannot, there is no way to explain, to let you know who I am, who you are. Okay? So what do you mean? What does it mean? It means the basic source of your existence, of the existence, so-called real you, is completely beyond your explanation or not explanation. All right? Do you understand? Oh, peace. We are always trying to build up a peace. Peace is, no matter how long you emphasize peace, it's not real peace. Because real peace is individual, real individual. You have to be peace in the confused world. You have to be peaceful. Okay? It's real individual project, strictly speaking. Okay? But if you see yourself as a member of the society, immediately you try to get the social activity, no, activist. You want to be activist, change the world, etc. Fighting, with a fight, we try to get peace. Okay. But on the other hand, you are member of society, but on the other hand, you are you, exactly, strictly speaking. This is the religion, anyway. Because when you die, anyway, you have to die you, by yourself. No one else. Even your wife, even your brothers, your sisters, nobody helps you. So when the death comes, you have to go by yourself anyway. So strictly speaking, human being is exactly lonely, perfectly lonely. On the other hand, we are living in the connection with the society. At that time, you can get many people who helps you. In this respect, you become a member of a society. But on the other hand, religiously speaking, you are completely alone. Right? So, from this point, real truth. The real truth is something real that is constantly demonstrated or manifested beyond your explanation or not explanation, okay? Beyond whether it is expanded with the body, mouth, and mind or not. Okay? Beyond whether or not it is conceptualized and experienced. It means that real truth has no form, no color, no smell, no taste of its own. This is the flavor of real truth. So flavor of the real truth is completely supreme flavor, which has nothing to do with a usual sense of flavor you believe. So that is called emptiness. Okay? Emptiness. So its source of existence is exactly emptiness. Within this emptiness, explanation, the life, which is explained, which and what is not explained exist within emptiness. Right? This is a symmetry. Okay? So all things, all in the human world, return to their source, emptiness, so-called emptiness. That is complete equal. Including trees, birds, pebbles, all sentient beings, animate, inanimate beings, all return to the source. That is equality. Right? That is a symmetry, I say. Number three, unsymmetry. A and B imply to our usual world, where we live in. Okay? You understand this one, right? C is the source of the world, which is realized with the gauge of insight, meaning the source of existence. Source of how can you know the source of existence? You have to make every possible effort to know it, by explanation or by silence, okay? With your body, mind, and mouth. You have to do it. Okay. Then you know. You know the source of existence. Source of existence means what is a real, real picture of Katagiri and you and microphone, water, and trees. What is real? Real picture of the Katagiri. I try to want you know, I try to let you know. Okay. What real Katagiri is. How do I know? I have to make every possible effort to explain or to keep silent, sometimes to do something with the silent, sometimes nothing to do. Sometimes be present. That's it. In many ways, we try to do it. And then you can know. You can glance at, even slightly, the real picture of the source of existence. That source of existence is exactly terminal station you can reach, terminal station. But a terminal station is simultaneously first stage you can go anywhere. Okay? So end of the travel, journey. End of the journey, spiritually, religiously, is completely nothing. Okay. That is a terminal station. But simultaneously, from that terminal station, it is an end, but it's beginning. It's real life become blooms. Okay. So, that's why we have to research in many ways through that A and B, human world. All right? That's why Dogen Zenji mentions to learn the Buddha Dharma is to learn the self. Okay. Anyway, you have to learn what the self is. So D says A and B imply to our usual world where we live in. Okay? C is the source of the world that is realized with a gauge and insight. Accordingly, A and B cannot be separated from C. Okay? From C means emptiness. A and B means a usual world. Usual world cannot be separated from C. Real picture of the human existence. Real C. Okay? In other words, truth. Real truth, you can say. Real truth is emptiness. So, we cannot ignore our lives interconnected with these three, A, B, and C. So completely, A, B, C are interconnected, interpenetrated. Okay? That means, let's see the notes on the left side. In other words, A and B cannot exist without C. C cannot exist without A and B. It means that A and B cannot be allowed to exist without C. Means we are human beings, all right? We are human beings. But a human being cannot exist, cannot be allowed to exist without truth, without universe. Okay? If you ignore the universe, even though no matter how long you emphasize we are human beings, it doesn't make sense. It's just like a wrecked boat. So, when you admit, okay, when you acknowledge the existence of the universe, and then you become human being as it really is. Same apply, and vice versa. See, real truth, universe, cannot be allowed to exist without A and B. Means human existence. Okay? But usually, look at your life. Usually, we always emphasize human existence, ignoring that universe. Okay? Intellectually, we understand it. But we don't know how to practice it. So that's why I mentioned here. So if you don't know universe, or if you ignore the universe, you are completely not allowed to exist as a human being. So we cannot ignore we cannot ignore our lives interconnected with these three A, B, and C. How do we live? Okay. Next. Number four, symmetry and unsymmetry. We believe that we usually live in A and B only, okay? Not C. Even though intellectually we know, okay? But we don't pay attention deeply into the C universe, okay? Emptiness. Because it's easy for us to emphasize A and B, our lives, phenomenal world, only. Because it is very conspicuous. Very conspicuous. Because C is tremendously so deep and genuine that we don't feel familiar with it. Even though it is very close to A and B, our lives. Without any sense of separation between. Okay? See, universe is exactly exist very closely to us without any sense of separation. If we say cross, using the words cross, immediately we create a gap, separation. Okay? Or intimacy, I use intimacy, very intimacy, I and you. At that time, intimacy implicate little space between. Because I and you separate. Recognize, and then we say, yes, I understand meaning of intimacy. But intimacy itself is very difficult to know. Because it is too close, too familiar, too intimate. To know. Okay. So, that's why he says, any sense of separation between, this is what is called prejudice. In other words, we usually live in A and B only, not C. Because C is a little difficult to realize. Okay. Because it is too close to know. To know. That's why we always emphasize our lives only. That is called prejudice. Okay? Prejudice. Prejudice created by attachment. Very naturally, we attach to our lives. Okay? Attachment is fabricated by wrong view. Means we live in A and B. Only. I don't care the truth because it's very complicated. Okay? If you try to know, you have to suffer from it. So, it takes time. No matter how long you practice, you don't understand what the truth is. It really takes time. So, very naturally, many people give up to research what the truth is, what the universe is. And then, constantly, they emphasize their own lives. Okay? That is called egoism, egoistic. Okay? Because it's easy. It's easy for us. So that is called attachment. Attachment is fabricated by wrong view. This is a wrong view. That's why Buddha mentions our practice, right view. Okay? Right view means you have to understand the human life, the interconnected, interpenetrated with the universe very closely. Okay? You cannot ignore the universe. If you ignore the universe, human beings are no longer human beings. Okay? So that is wrong view, perverted view. In Prajnaparamita, we say perverted view. Okay? So attachment is fabricated by a wrong view or perverted view. The wrong view originates from ignorance, considered as the original nature of consciousness. Okay? Original nature of consciousness is characterized of consciousness in movement. Okay? Consciousness function. Movement of consciousness dichotomized, subject and object. Okay? This is the original nature of consciousness. But you can stop consciousness, function of the consciousness. When you see that this table, immediately my consciousness functions. When the consciousness functions, immediately I separate. Oh yes, this is a desk. If I say the desk, it is already I and desk separate. Okay? So original nature of consciousness is ignorance. Dichotomy of subject and object. We don't know why. Ignorance means we don't know why our consciousness functions in that way. No, we don't know. But it's not sin. It's not sin. Because consciousness is, original nature of consciousness is ignorance, but ignorance is not sin. Because you don't know from where it comes. You never know from where that ignorance comes. You never know where it is heading for. No. So finally, we don't know what it is. Even though you don't know what it is, practically it appears. When I see this table, immediately dichotomy, function of the consciousness, dichotomize subject and object, immediately come up. So practically, ignorance is there. But intellectually, if you research, you don't know. It's beginningless. It's endless. Okay? So you don't know what it is. Alright? So, at any rate, I mentioned the prejudice. Okay? Prejudice. At any rate, practically speaking, we have to manage to live in A and B, our lives, with C, universe together. This is the big project for us, how to practice that one. Okay. Living in A and B with C simultaneously together. Okay. So there is attachment more or less as long as we live in A and B, okay, because that our lives is fabricated by functioning of the consciousness. So immediately dichotomized. Subject, they are dichotomized. If they are dichotomized, very naturally there is attachment. Yes, I can know this is a table. It is part of the, it is a sense of attachment. Okay? So we cannot ignore the attachment. We live already in with an attachment. But the question is, attachment is not something wrong. Okay? Question is how you should deal with this attachment right now right here. Okay? So if, for instance, this glasses case, you say this is mine, okay? And then I say this is mine. Okay? If you say this is mine, immediately I say, oh, I will give it to you. But in my mind says this is mine. But at the moment when you say, this is yours, I give it to you. At that time, no trouble. Don't you think so? But if I say continually, this is mine, this is mine, finally we fight. Do you understand? But we mean, this is mine, it's clear. But if you say, it is yours, I can give it to you. At that time, it's no trouble. Sawaki Roshi in Japan, one of the famous Zen priests, Zen teacher, taught at the monastery, Sojiji Monastery in Japan, as a Godo, means head of the head of the, what you say, teacher, head of the teacher, teaching the monks. And he was exactly living in no attachment. Even though he in the lots of things in his room, it's not his. They are not his because they are monasteries. Nice calligraphies and flower vases and etc. And then one of the Buddhist layman came to see him and says, how wonderful this calligraphy is. He says, do you want it? And then immediately he gives it to him, even though it is not his. That is a trouble a little bit. He gives it. Very simple. Not only his saloons and everything, he gives it. If people say, it's wonderful it is, how wonderful it is, immediately take it. Because if usually, if people say, how wonderful it is, I immediately attach to it. I don't want to give it because it is wonderful. Okay. For instance, I went to the seminar a couple of years ago, to the man lunch and teaching the Buddhism. I found a big, wonderful gong there, huge gong. But he used that gong for the pot, plant pot, dirt in it. Now I found the gong saying, ages, age, time, when it was made. That is 900 years ago. So I said, please use this, don't use this the big case as a pot. You know? So next, when I went to there, he uses, he put that case empty, no dirt in it, but he put it in the hallway for receiving the rain. Exposed in the rain. So I says, and then I says, do you know when it was made? He didn't know. So I said, it was made 900 years ago. Did you know how important, how valuable it is? He said, yes. And then next I tested him. Would you give it to me? If you want to sell it, please give it to me. But he never gave it to me. Because immediate attachment. Because I said already, It was made 900 years ago. It's very valuable, you know. So he didn't want to live it. Do you understand? So, we live anyway in the human world. Always, as long as we live in the human world, we live in attachment more or less, okay? But attachment itself is no trouble. But how do you deal with attachment? That is question, okay? So right in the middle of attachment, let it be. Okay? You can give it to, but it's not so easy. So, that's why Dogen Zenji mentions returning home with empty hand means I always take an example, gassho. If you do gassho, immediately this gassho is implication of living in the A and B, human society, human world, okay? Creating attachment, you know, ignorance, prejudice, etc. Then we do, gassho. Then immediately we attach to this one. In a good sense, in a bad sense. Okay? For instance, you are not familiar with a gassho, that's why if you do gassho, immediately, what does it mean? Okay? I'm not familiar with this gassho. So immediately you attach to it. Or if, in terms of my culture, I know what the gassho means through the everyday life. So it's immediately gassho becomes something good, beautiful. Then I attach to this gassho, which is beautiful. Okay? So whatever I say, okay, whatever you understand about gassho, you attach to it. If you don't understand, you attach to it. I don't want to do it. Well, what does it mean? Let's explain it again and again. If I don't explain, you don't want to do anything because you don't understand it. So very naturally, this is called attachment, all right? So returning home with empty hand means gassho. Then return home with empty hand means let it go of attachment to good or bad around gassho. Means just do it. Just do it. And then later you can know what it is. Okay. You try to research. But when you have to do, you have to do it. Okay? Because this is an emergency case. This is no way to escape. When you are emergency case, what do you do? Can't you take a nap? You cannot do it. Well, in the emergency case, you have to do it anyway. This is our practice. When you do gassho, do it. Okay? Let it go of attachment. Living in attachment. Anyway, let it go of attachment. At that time, it is called non-attachment. Which attachment turn into attachment by your practice, pure sense of practice. Okay? This is undefiled nature of practice. This is called returning home with empty hand, or according to Prajnaparamita, gyate, gyate, paragyate, parasangyate, bodhisattva. Anyway, go beyond. Dukasho, go beyond means let it go. Let go of attachment to form, color, taste, smell. Okay. Anyway, let go of it. Your experience. Your experience is many tastes, many smells, many colors, many forms. Okay? But if you do it, naturally you can experience, you can taste, you can feel, you can smell. Okay? But anyway, let go of that smell, taste, color, form. That means gate, gate, paragate. Let's go beyond. Let's go beyond. Go beyond means not jump over, okay? Be stable. Each step you have to take is must be very stable. Okay, Gassho is completely not understandable. Okay? Not understandable. But if you don't explain, nobody knows what the Gassho is. That's why you explain. But if you explain, no way to understand real Gassho. Finally, you have to return to emptiness, real source of existence, so-called Gassho. How do you practice? Just living in the form A and B, so-called form of Gassho. And then, we need to return to emptiness. With empty hand means let go of form, color, smell, experience. That is Agyate, Gyate, Paragyate, Parasangyate, Bodhisvaha, the last of the Prajnaparamita we chant. Okay? That is our prayer. Our prayer. We don't know how. We don't see exactly conspicuous result. We don't know. But it is prayer for us. Then if you continue to do it, someday you can know. So, that's why, therefore, with our best, there is attachment more or less as long as we live in A and B. Therefore, with our best, we have to learn to flee from this attachment as soon as possible, such as Dogen Zenji's teaching, returning home with empty hands. Or gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisattva. We must practice C, emptiness, as living in A and B. Okay. Let's discuss. Read the commentary for page 437. There is a story there. Okay, the story is, once when King Chuang of Chu went out hunting, he saw a white monkey and had someone shoot it. That monkey grabbed the arrow and played with it. The king ordered his entourage, of courtiers to shoot it, but none could hit it. The king then asked his courtiers, and they said to him, "The man Yo Chi is a good shot." So he ordered him to shoot it. As Yo Chi drew his bow, the monkey immediately hugged the tree and howled piteously when the arrow was shot. When the arrow was shot, the monkey went around the tree to avoid it. The arrow also circled the tree and truck and killed the monkey. Okay. Kill the monkey is not important. Right? Don't mess up. Point is, the one good shooter hit the direct target, and at that time, the monkey always grasp that arrow and play with it. That means very intellectual world. Okay, intellectual world. Well, for instance, if I explain what the Gassho is very clearly, you accept it and play with it. Okay? Do you understand? That is a target. We always target the directory. Target is very something fixed, always. So, if I explain the Zazen, meaning of Zazen exactly, and then you can see the very fixed target you can hit. And then immediately you can take it and play with it. But actually, target is always not fixed, always moving. So next moment, when you don't feel good, you don't understand what Zazen means. Because you don't experience something good from Zazen. So at that time, you don't, the target you have believed is no longer target. You can hit. Alright? But anyway, the good shooter always hit directly the fixed target, and at that time, monkey always grasp it and play with it. This is very common. Okay? Very common usual world. But on the other hand, the Yo-Chi, who is super good shooter, okay, immediately when he, the ball, when he tried to shoot, before he shoot, anyway, monkey already knows. So he hacked the trees and, you know, tried to cry. Because no exceptions, no exceptions to escape. And then he shoot it, immediately monkeys try to escape, you know, around the trees. The arrow also going circle and finally hit it. That means all sentient beings, human world is impermanent, okay? Impermanent, constantly moving. There is no particular fixed ideas, including monkey, including owl, including king, who ordered, and also good shooters. All are impermanent. But impermanent is exactly something truth. No one escape. So finally, everyone return to that truth, so-called emptiness. Impermanence is emptiness. Okay. So apparently impermanence is moving. Okay. Quality of impermanence is emptiness. Okay. So nothing to grasp in your hand. So constant, that's why the arrow goes around the trees. And that means the impermanent world. And finally he shoot it means no one escaped from the truth, which everything is moving. Okay. So finally, everyone returned to that truth. Right. That's it. Now, according to that explanation, the explanation I did, I have made today, and then understand that story. Okay. Okay. Do you have a question? Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes, even though it is, you think it is yours, sometimes you have to let it go. But it depends on the situation. It depends on. You can let it go of everything if you want. For instance, here is a story. The little girl's always giving her the clothes bought by the father and mothers. Mother and father always says you should give poor people anyway. You should give what you have to the people anyway to help, you know. Always emphasizing them, so little girls always give it. The final parents scold her because no clothes. Constantly, parents has to give, has to buy the clothes to her. Do you understand? This is an ironical story. How do you get human relationships to practice compassion? Yes, this is also a big question. You know, when you in a good sense, in a bad sense, always there is the attachment to relationship between human. So, as best as you can, you have to be free from that attachment, even the good, even the bad. Can you give me an example? I mean, the material things is, the relationship is not only spiritual and mental situations, but also material, okay? So you cannot separate material and spiritual. So spiritual and material one, working together. So I think relationship, if you have a relation among the human beings, very naturally there is attachment. So-called good or bad, right or wrong. Okay? But as soon as possible, you have to be free from. And then, you can keep the relationship for long. That relation really lasts long. But if you attach to the one aspect, so-called good relation, and then it becomes trouble. Do you understand? Good is not. Well, that's why you have to practice anyway. Practice. Do you have a good example for that?
I have a question about it. Is part of the problem the word attachment that we think of attachment to material things as wanting them. And if you use that same definition in terms of human contact, wanting to possess or control somebody, it seems that you're in problems. But in human contact, maybe attachment simply means caring for somebody. And I don't know if you're saying that you want to abandon that. Or
no, not abandon. I mean, human beings carry the attachment more or less. That's what you mean?
I guess I mean the word attachment in human relationships maybe has or can have a different definition. It doesn't necessarily have to mean controlling or possessing. Maybe if you really truly care about somebody, it may be best at times to let them go. As opposed to material things, where if you have an attachment you want to hold on to, I'm just suggesting that maybe the apparent contradiction isn't really a contradiction, it's just a definition problem.
Do you have anything to say about it?
I think what he said was that there is really no difference between the differences in our relationships and the relationships with God. This is the base.
What does it mean to have a relationship with someone? You said when the attachment is drawn, then that relationship is
different. Well, relationship, I think the relationship means not only the fixed the entities, two fixed entities relationship, okay? You have to see the relationship and the space, using that space. Space means you have to see the human world, two fixed entities in a big in the universal perspective. Okay? But usually we always see the relation between the fixed two entities, subject and object. And two entities already have its own fixed ideas. You know? That's why attachment come up, you know, prejudice come up. When you have a attached to the prejudice, immediately there is a preference, you know, affective preferences, like or dislike. And then the relationship becomes getting complicated. Right? So at that time, you have to understand this space around the two fixed entities. Okay? How can you communicate with, you know, each other? So it means you have to use this space. Space means anywhere completely emptiness, free. Okay? So you have to see, for instance, I see him, and then immediately there is a certain idea come up. And then if I feel good, I can shake a hand. If I don't feel good, I don't want to shake a hand. This is very fixed in the relationship between two fixed entities, okay, with prejudice. My prejudice, your prejudice. Okay? So always object is changing according to the feelings, the emotions, etc. Do you understand? So relationship doesn't go smoothly. Always up and down, up and down. So I have to see him in order to using the space means I know him through my feeling, experience, etc. But let it go. Let it go. And constant let it go means let it go my prejudice, my understanding as soon as possible anyway. And then become new, anew. My relationship becomes new. And then constantly, anyway, trying to have communication with him. But that is completely explanatory world, okay? Explainable world. Through the explainable world, I can relation, okay? Shaking hand for the rituals, etc. On the other hand, there is nothing. Okay? But within the space, there is a prayer. I want to have a deep aspiration for continuing to have a good relation with him. That is a prayer. Because when you have a big space, we don't know how to communicate with him. Because everything is returned to the emptiness. Well, I don't know. I have to know more case by case. Example, for instance, between I and him, relationship is simple. Okay, but if I have a little problem, not problem, little bit of deep relationship, sometimes problem come up.
Back and forth like this. I can drop half of that, or I can drop all of it, and if I drop all of it, I don't know, you know. So
maybe if you don't know, maybe you can continue to do that. And then finally you touch the bottom anyway. If you touch the bottom, maybe you can wake up anyway. Or you can stop it anyway. You can stop it, or you can continue to relation, to have a relation with quietly, at the quietly with calm mind. Anyway, whatever happens.
Okay? So I don't decide, I will or I won't.
You try to decide, you try to get the immediately a certain conclusion, it's pretty hard.
Okay.
You know, conclusion doesn't hit the mark to the reality, don't you think so? Because you cannot say, like, do you like it? Oh, yes, I like it. Are you sure? No, I don't know. It's questionable. Don't you think so?
But if I decided I didn't like it, would I then be acting on the basis of prejudices and likes and dislikes?
Yeah, you'd... If you don't like it, that is your maybe prejudice.
Right.
Yeah, because there is no troubles with your partner. No trouble. Partner is partner. Just like a tree is birds anyway. Then when that partner is seen from your prejudice, from your attachment, from your understanding, then the prejudice come up. You know, like I just said, prejudice come up, next feeling affective preference come up. Okay? So basically you can stop it in the three ways, okay? You can repeat same thing, continue, until you can hit the forehead. But I don't know when you can reach the bottom safe in safety or not. Maybe big problem. That is the one way. Second is you can stop it. Okay. Third, maybe you can continue to have a relation with calm mind. That's pretty hard. It doesn't make sense in the usual relations. But you can learn a lot from that. So three ways. The third way is a little bit out of the usual sense. So people don't understand. Because you just have a relationship with a calm mind, you know. People don't understand you. What you want. People don't understand what you want. But you don't care what you want or what you don't want. So relationship is relationship. Respecting the his or her, anyway, real Buddha nature. Helping each other. So people don't understand that one. Maybe people call you crazy. But it's pretty hard to do that. Symmetrical means human overall picture of human existence is not perfectly symmetrical. But it's symmetrical and unsymmetrical. Do you understand? For instance, T-ball. Japanese T-ball. Well, how can I say? T-ball is a good example. Are you familiar with the T-ball? The T-ball is as art. Its shape is not perfect shape. Color is not perfect colors. But as a whole, it's symmetrical. whole existence, overall picture of people is Christ-centric. For instance, a person, you and I and anybody. In terms of symmetry, I can, you know, see that clearly, you know, I can analyze myself clearly. Okay? Karagiri comes from Karagiri's parents, you know. Karagiri comes from, was born in Japan, etc. There is clearly I can separate. And then we believe that it's a symmetry. Okay? You understand? Just like a Western garden. Okay? Very clear garden. Do you understand? But on the other end, what would you say? Karagiri is not exactly, you know, Karagiri in terms of perfect explanation, biologically or geographically, you know. So Karagiri is something very complicated because Karagiri's life is connected with, you know, heredities, karmas, and the customs and educations and etc. So it's pretty unsymmetrical. Okay? But in unsymmetry, there is a symmetrical aspect to human beings, or vice versa. The unsymmetrical in symmetry. Maybe so. But a little bit the... Maybe so. What do you think in English term? Temporary, maybe it's not perfect in classification, but use it. Yeah. It's not perfect the definition. I temporarily used. Okay? But anyway, personality. As a personality, I can feel the perfect things, you know, from you as a whole. But if I analyze you, lots of you know, faults and miserable stuff and coming up. But as a whole, you are beautiful anyway. Don't you think so? This is human life. For instance, if you practice day by day, on everyday basis, you know, doesn't what you would believe, it doesn't make sense, you know. But if you do it, you know, as a whole, anyway, people will notice how wonderful you are. But if you emphasize, analyze personalities, you know, there is lots of problem come up. But as a whole, it's perfect. You can smell. Can't you ever seen such a person? As a whole, if you see or if you are present with him or her, immediately you feel relief. But if you emphasize, if you analyze his personality, his life, and etc., a little bit you don't trust, you don't believe. But as a whole, it's a wonderful situation come up. Can't you ever see? That is a symmetry. I say symmetry in unsymmetry. Okay? So everyone like that. So you cannot judge you are imperfect. No. You are perfect in perfections. In imperfections. Okay. Anyway. including moral perfection.
And what is moral perfection?
What do you mean? Moral perfection cannot be separate from, physical life, ethical life, or philosophical life. So what do you mean the moral life?
I meant from this point of view, is there something, is there anything specific that is moral perfection opposed to something else?
Yeah, that is moral point of, in terms of moral point of view, as best as you can, you have to do something wholesome through and through, because it is a very closest way to approach to, anyway, total picture of the universe. Okay. Well, wholesome is that the as a whole, your life becomes rhythmical with people. Means not slip off rhythm of universe. Just like the tune in to the dial of the radios. Always the rhythm of universe is all everywhere. So you have to turn the dial and try to get the, real stations anyway. That is wholesome. Okay. At that time, it's become music and talking and many things coming up from that. So wholesome is constantly try to tune into the dial of the universal radio station. Okay? That's it. Yes. That is, it's very difficult to universal rhythm radio, universal radio stations. That's why we can see the small radio station, local radio stations. Okay? Local radio station means, moral sense of good or bad, right or wrong. So you have to do wholesome in broadcast by local radio station. And it's and also it depends on your attitude, how to use that usual moral sense. Okay. Then the moral sense becomes deeper by your attitude. Okay. That is, with wholeheartedness you have to deal with anyway good, wholesome things broadcast by local radio stations. And then that wholesome turn into, super wholesome broadcast by universe radio stations simultaneously. Okay. Do you understand? Yeah, small local station is simultaneously universal, big, okay, not separate. But a big one is a little difficult to see or to hear, to understand. That's why always we ignore it. But it's very close. Okay. But practically, we don't see it. We don't know how to practice that universal, how to tune in to the dial of universal radio station. That's what we try to get. Local stations. Okay? Do you understand? Well, in other words, the TV set, your TV set is really small, individual moral life. Okay? TV set is what, so how can you know the universal TV set? Okay? We don't know how to do it, because it's too big to know. So all we have to do is to deal with that small local TV set. How do you take care of that local TV set. Do you want to kick it? Sometimes you, for instance, if you know, vending machine doesn't work, sometimes people, you know, kick it, the vending machine in the TV, you know, stories. Do you know that? This is also one of the way how to use, you know, local stations, but local individual TV set. But if you use it, you know, vending machine and the individual radio station broken very quickly. So you have to take care of life for a local station, local vending machine, very carefully. That means don't kick it, you know, even though it doesn't work. Anyway, be patient and fix it anyway, in many ways. Even though it is working smoothly, why don't you push the button of a TV set gently with kind mind, with concentration? That's it. And then whole world comes into one screen. But usually people are always kick it, you know, fight and scream and you understand?